the songs are very powerful. And God is doing something mighty, mighty in the body of Christ. And I believe he's going to do it here in this house as well. I know that there's other houses God uses, but this is our house right here. But even the songs that I was hearing today, like I give myself away. How many of you really want to give yourself away? You know, we say it, but do we really do it? You know, the thing is we want to have our hands in everything, and we want to take control of our situation, our action, and I'm just going to go with it, and I'm just going to flow with what God has for me. But the thing is, even to worship you, how many of us really worship him? How many truly know the revelation, the understanding of worshiping God? See, that's your biggest weapon of warfare that you have against the enemy is your praise and your worship. The enemy will come to try to take it away, but it's up to you. What are you going to do about it? See, God always is with you in the midst, and he wants you to do great things with him. And right now, like, you know, the songs, even like my providers, is God really your provider? Do you really trust he's your provider? A lot of times, you know, it's okay to doubt. Believe me, I've doubted before. And you know, God is so merciful and graceful that he still blesses me in the midst of my doubt. See, that we serve a God of mercy and grace. Thank God we don't serve a God back in the Old Testament. Because back then, God didn't mess around. You know, he struck you dead if you lied. You know, he did a lot of things back then. And if, like Pastor says, if you don't know some of the stories, it's time to get in your word. See, a lot of things that we as Christians, you know, I feel the wariness in the atmosphere. See, God will cover you. God is your covering. He's your protector. But you have some responsibility. See, you can't expect God to do things for you if you don't do your part. You know, I'm just astonished. As I was looking at you, I felt a lot of weariness, a lot of tiredness. Even when my brother from another mother but same father was up here, there was a heaviness. Because a lot of you have not gotten your promises that what God has given you. See, but God expects you. God gives you instructions. What have you done? See, the Israelites did not see the promised land because they were disobedient and they kept arguing with God. God gives you specific instructions. God doesn't say you put your own instructions. We tend to say, oh, I don't like that. You want me to do that? No, I'm not doing that. See, and that's why the Israelites did not see the promised land, because they just, what, went for 40 years in the desert. You know, and that was my message. God said they're covering. The blood of the Lamb covers us. It covers us. And, you know, I don't have my notes, but I'm just going to be led by the Holy Spirit. Is that all right with y'all? You know, I know that what I'm giving you is in the Word of God. You know, and the thing, I'm going to tell you the story. One of the stories, the Rahab, the harlot. If y'all don't know, it's in Joshua 2. And it tells the story. This was a harlot. And you know what? In this time, people think that God doesn't cover even prostitutes. We don't know what God will do with prostitutes. We don't know. And we, being so holy, think that we're only covered by God. You know, but he used a harlot. You know, what's in the Caleb? No, I'm sorry. Joshua sent two men to spy the land. And their job was to come back and report. But in the midst of that, they wanted to kill them. These two men wanted to be killed by the enemy. You see, but Rahab, even though she truly didn't know about God, she understood the power of God. She knew what they did in the Red Sea. She knew somewhere around there, she knew about a God that the Israelites served. And to a little point, she knew and she had fear of God, even though she truly didn't have an understanding of who God really was. Because she wasn't really saved. But you know what? It doesn't matter if you're saved, as long as you have some type of understanding. So she hit these two men. She helped them. You know, but in the midst of that, she had some instructions, and she had a choice. She could say, you know what, God, I'm not going to trust you. I'm not going to trust what you're telling me from these men. These two men were sent by God, and they had to trust. They had to trust. She had to trust these two men, and she had to trust that they would keep their word, because her life and her family's life depended on it. So they had to make sure that she was okay and obedient. Her job, you know, as she hit the man, she told him to go into the hills and hide for 3 days. And the men obeyed. And when they came back, her job was to tie, a cloth outside her door. And her job was to stay inside with her family. Whoever stayed in that house would be saved. But the instruction was, you couldn't leave that house. And her job was just to bring everybody. She wanted to save her mother, her father. She wanted to save her brothers, her sisters. But what God kept showing me, she had to obey the instructions that were given from God. See, she couldn't add any to it. She couldn't blame if her brother or somebody decided to leave. She couldn't blame anybody but herself because she was given specific instructions. See, in that midst of that, God said, are you staying in position? Are you staying in position or are you getting out of position? See, even in the house was recovering. They were there. They were protected because God was going to protect them because they were obedient. And in the midst of that, in the end, they were saved. And that's what God is calling all y'all is, are we truly listening to the instructions from God that he's told you in your life? See, a lot of us go through mess. We're wondering why we're weary. One of the things I'm just as to blame for myself because one of the things that I've learned, you get weary when you don't get in your word. The word of God is like a vitamin in your life. If you don't continually every day take it, you will die spiritually. And a lot of times we blame God and we get angry at God because God has not come through our promises. God, you promised this. God, you promised that. And God's saying, what have you done? See, the Bible says when you come before him, you say, depart from me. I don't know who even you are. He's not going to even know who you are because you never took the time for him. You never spent quality time. You know, a lot of times we're so busy in this world, and I understand we have problems, we have trials, we have tribulations. A lot of us don't have good jobs. A lot of us, you know, our neighbor gets on our nerves and things like that. But we have to understand one thing, that God has to be the center of our life. He has to, no matter what. Is living for God easy? No, it's not. But if you don't live for God, you'll be just as miserable. You will have no peace. You will have no joy. And I know because you know what? Believe it or not, I truly didn't like serving God back then. I hated going to church. I hated putting God first in my life. You know, but God had to put me through some trials and tribulations to really understand that without him, I'm not going to make it. I always tell my daughters every day, without God, you're not going to make it. You can have a brand new car. You can have a brand new house. You can have a marriage. You can have anything in your life that are materialist thing, and that's not going to fulfill the void that God has put in you. The void that can only be filled is from God. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm here as a messenger, and God was telling me today that he's tired of games. He said it's time to start doing and walking what God told you to do. It's time to get that power. God give you power. Everybody say, I get power. God, you don't understand the true revelation of what God has given you, the power to take dominion over your situation. A lot of times we like, you know, I'm not going to mention name, but it's like Pastor was saying the other day, it's time to fight. I know we're weary. I know we're tired, but you know what? God says when you are weak, he is strong. You know, he comes in the midnight hour. He's going to do some things. He's going to do some turnarounds. There's a lot of people I see here today that are tired, that are weary. You know, but let me ask you a question. What have you truly done for God that you are in that circumstance? Have you really prayed? Have you really spent time with God? And not just a 5-minute prayer and say, okay, God, I'm done. You know, you can't get true manifestations if you don't do your part. You know, you want God to intervene and you want God to do this for you. If you're fighting for sickness, anything, see, God expects something from you. You know, and sometimes God heals in his time, not your time. And I'm here to tell you that we just have to stand firm and just continue to move forward. But a lot of us, what's happening, we keep turning back like Lot's wife did. We look at our past. We look at our situation. See, God is always protecting us. He's always there for y'all. See, even in the midst of that, God still would intervene. You know, and even in the story, I'm going to tell you even a story of the Passover, same thing. See, God instructed Moses to put blood on the door. And he was going to have the angel of death go over and he was going to kill the firstborn because Pharaoh was being stubborn and didn't want to listen. So what he did, what did he do? He gave them instructions. And did they obey? If they didn't obey, then that was on them. But you see, again, it had to do with specific instructions. And the thing is, we have to learn that God is a God of instructions. Even today, you know, I laugh because I didn't want to wear a suit. You know, I was like, Lord, it gets hot in here and the tie and I'm all sweaty and, you know, and then the Holy Spirit and he goes, okay, you're going to preach on my message, but are you obeying what I just told you to do? So it's like, practice what you preach. And I'm like, Lord, I'm going to wear a red shirt because it's the blood, you know. He goes, I told you to wear a tie. And I say, okay, Lord, but I'm going to wear a different tie. He goes, no. I go, I told you to wear the gold tie. And I was like, okay, I'm going to wear the black shirt. He goes, I told you to wear the red one. So I'm like here fighting God. And do you think because we're preachers and we're up here, we're holier than? No, we're not. We're just as human as you are. We make mistakes like you are. See, sadly to say, we as preachers here, we are held to a higher standard. We are. But even me in the morning, I was fighting God. And God's like, you're going to get ready to preach on obedience and trust and all that. And here you are doing the same thing. And I'm like, you know, Lord, you're right. You know, and even in the rain yesterday, God said he was cleansing the body. He's cleansing the body of a lot of junk, you know, and there's some things that God has even instructed all y'all to do, but y'all have fought God on it. I see resistance. I see anger towards God because some things have not come to fruition. But God said, it's time. The Lord gave me this word when I was, and I kept hearing it said, it's time to throw the garbage away. What garbage do you have inside of you that you have to let go? Is it unforgiveness? Is it rebellion? Is it distrust towards God? Is it, you know, a loved one, you know, did you wrong, offenses? You know, God will cover you. He will protect you. But God can only do so much for you. And God wants you today. See, I came today to deliver the word. It's time to throw the garbage away. See, Pastor preached on the car wash. And the word right now is very, very big on cleansing. What stuff, you know, and another thing too, like, you know, God kept showing me in the midst of the garbage, the renewing of your mind, what are you watching? What are you putting in your spirit? What are you doing that's, you see, a lot of times we're like, Lord, renew my mind. And we go watch a movie that's inappropriate. There's a lot of foul language. So just to teach y'all, because God said to teach you, that gets in your spirit and it stays in there. If you watch a lot of murder movies, violent movies, pornography, nudity, whatever, that spirit, it creates. And then before you know it, you know, like just for example, to teach you, if you're looking at a lot of nudity and all that, guess what happens? After a while, you start lusting. You can't even control that. You start doing things that, you know, you start watching things, movies. See, your spirit, if whatever you feed your spirit to us, it's like almost in the physical. When you eat fruits and vegetables, if you feed your body healthy things, you're going to be healthy. But it's like the Takis and the hot Cheetos, you know, and, you know, I know nobody, not this church, right? Because we're all healthy people, right? You know, but I know all that stuff is good. Don't get me wrong to have it once in a while. But also, you know, a lot of things that God has shown me, the body is weak because what are you really feeding? As you feed things in the spiritual, what are you feeding in your physical? You know, a lot of times we're like, oh, my God, I'm so tired and I'm so this and I'm so that. And God's like, really? But are you really listening to what I told you to do? I gave you instructions. And God said, are you following my instructions? And then, believe me, that's what the Bible says. We fall short of his glory. And when you feel you cannot make it, God says, I can do all things through Christ. I remember I'm from El Paso and I couldn't drive to El Paso. I was really bad, you know, and God had to really show me about my mouth. He goes, you never do it because you curse yourself. Because what you speak, you create. You always say, I can't drive. I can't drive. I can't drive. See, and that's what I'm trying to teach you all. You have to learn to watch what you speak. Because a lot of times we blame the enemy. The enemy doesn't do a lot. A lot of times it's us. It's self. You know, and I know that it's hard for us sometimes because, you know what? I fall prey to that too. Before you know it, we're like, wait a minute. I just spoke. I'll tell my daughter something that I was like, really? You just said this and look at you. You're saying the same thing now. And I say, you're right. I do that. But you know what? But thank God for repentance, you know, and thank God for we can go to the cross and say, Lord, you know what? Forgive me. I shouldn't have said that. You know, but God is really doing something in the body. And I just want to encourage you all. You know, there's things that God's going to tell you to give up. God's going to tell you to change some things. You know, he'll cover, he'll protect you. Oh, he never forsakes you. He never leaves you. But if you get out of position, you will pay a price. You know, and I just tell another story. When I used to work for the Cheesecake Factory. And God told me years ago to quit. And I didn't want to listen because, you know, fear came in because I didn't even have a job. And I've always worked restaurants all my life. And I'm like, God, where am I going to work? I don't even know where to work. And I remember that God gave me instructions to quit. And I was like, no, you know, God, I'm going to do it my way. You know, so thank God I didn't get swallowed by the whale like Jonah. But my hours got cut. They started getting cut one thing after another. Like one week, I remember I had one day. And then I would go to work and I would try to pick up shifts, and I would pick up the shift and I'll be go to the man, and the manager's like, what are you doing here? I was like, well, I picked up a shift. He goes, yeah, but what are you doing here? God was even using the managers to make my life miserable, because God gave me a choice and I chose not to. I chose to say, you know what, God? No, I'm not going to do it like that. And little by little, I had to learn. I had to learn, and I'm like, oh my God. So finally, like, I heard it. I was here on a Wednesday, and God said, are you going to quit or not? And the biggest thing he told me, are you going to trust me? And I was like, oh, okay, God, okay, I'm going to quit, but I have no job. I have three girls. I'm a single parent. And, okay, I guess I'm going to trust you. And I got to tell you, I'm not going to lie, it's hard to do that. But like my brother over here said, you have to think in the supernatural. If you start crunching numbers, putting in everything in writing, you're going to miss it. Because God is a God of impossibilities. God is a God of miracles. God is, you know, if God can even part the Red Sea for the Israelites, what can he do for y'all? You know, so I finally quit, and now I work with special ed kids. Never in my life worked with special ed kids. The first day I was in, I was mortified. I was like, oh my God, what am I getting myself into? First thing they did is told me to go get a kid out of the restroom. And I was blinded, because what I saw was, whoa. You know, he had his pants down, everything, you know, like, I was like, oh Lord, help me right now. I was like, pick up your pants. I'm not picking it up for you. You know, because they do things that out of the norm. And I was like, oh Lord. But you know what I thank God for, as when I was obedient, God just put everything that all the things that I needed, the equipment, everything. God just gave it to me supernaturally, because I didn't know about autism. I didn't know about Down syndrome. I didn't know about defiance disorder. I didn't know nothing. And I was like, and even this lady said, Mango, have you ever worked with special ed kids? I'm not trying to toot my own horn or anything, but because I give God all the praise and the glory. And I go, no, I've never. He goes, wow. He goes, you do it like you've done it all your life. He goes, you even do it better than some of the people that work here, and they've been here longer. And I was like, well, I go, I just, you know, a lot of times people, you tell them, it's thank God, but, you know, they don't understand. But sooner or later, they'll understand, because we all are marked for God. All of us. We all are children of God. No one is exempt. One time or another, God's going to come to our lives, and God's going to bring what he needs to y'all. You know, and, but I wanted to give you one of the two scriptures, you know, that has to do with God's covering. I mean, you can write them down if you want. You can put them on your forehead if you want. You can put them on your wallet. You know, you can do the cheat sheet, put it right here on your hands. That way you can read it all the time. But Psalms 91:4. Is it me or is it getting hot in here? Psalms 91:4. That's good. The air is on. I'm just kidding. Okay. Psalms 91:4 says, he shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. So how many of you want him to wrap his feathers around you? How many of you want his love to caress you and to love on you? God today is going to love on all y'all. You all need that comfort, that love, you know, in the atmosphere. Ooh. God's getting ready to do it with you, Colleen. The Holy Spirit is all over you, girl. You don't even realize that. The power of God is upon you, because God's getting ready to do some things for you mightily. But God's going to need you to make some very important decisions. God already gave you instructions. Start walking in that. Because I feel the Holy Spirit all over you, girl. And the fire of God is hitting you hard. And you just, that's why you're so rested. I mean, I'm trying to be obedient, but I just want to tell you, get ready. Because he's already ready. That's why I keep telling you, be ready. Because that's the word God has given to you. And be ready for that. Because man, when it comes, it's going to come like a flood. Man will not contain it anymore. He's going to come like you, like a flood in the midnight hour. And all the things you've been asking for, you just be faithful and be still. Let God re-energize you. because there's weariness on you. But God's going to give you the strength to get back and to fight again, because your voice is very powerful. It breaks chains. It breaks yokes. You don't realize. I know you do realize, but God says start walking in his perfect will. Amen. Deuteronomy 33:12. If y'all want to go to that also. Man, there's... Okay. If you're there, say amen. I don't want to be rushed. I'm trying to contain myself. I'm trying to be good today. I'm sorry, 33:12. Deuteronomy 33:12. Ooh. Did anybody bring an umbrella by any chance? No? I'm like lying. I was going to do a demonstration, but I forgot my umbrella. But that's all right. You have one? Okay, just bring it to me when you're ready. Okay. Deuteronomy 33:12. If you don't have it, don't worry about it. But if you do, that's fine. It says, "The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in the safety by him who shelters him all day long." I'm going to read it again. "The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in the safety by him who shelters him all day long." So you see, it's in the word. He has your covering. He has your protection. You know, and God wants to really do a work in you, but he expects you to do some work as well. I just thank God, because like I was telling you, at one point, I didn't want to serve God. And I stand before you, and one of the things God gave me the instructions was to go to church. And I remember that the more I went to church, the harder it got for me. And it was a test of my perseverance to see if I was going to continue to persevere. Going to church is very vital, very important. It's for accountability. It's to really lock in with your brothers and sisters. And if they know you're struggling, you know, and that's one thing I do agree with Pastor. If you have to come here every time, that's fine. Prayer works. Prayer helps. But see, we as Christians, we become too prideful. And we're like, oh, no, I don't need prayer. There's a lot of us that need prayer continually, even myself here. But what happens a lot of times, we like, no, I don't need prayer. And in reality, you do. You know, God cannot help you if you're not willing to be helped. I'm going to repeat again. God cannot help you if you do not want to be helped. So you can pray all you want, but prayer is also an action. You want God to change you, then guess what? You got to change some things. If you want God to protect you, but yet you're hanging around with the wrong kind of people, how can God protect you if you're putting yourself in danger? You know, God said, you know, you're trying, like, I'm not, no disrespect, but you're trying to trim down and you want God to help you, but you're eating the wrong kind of food. How's God going to help you? See, God requires us to do something. We as Christians, that's why we, like, that's one thing that we have become. We become stagnant. Our water has become stagnant. We need a refreshing. We need a rekindling of the spirit. And today, I came to deliver, but also I came to take care of business. I didn't come here to play today. I didn't come here to tell you that things are going to change. Yeah, they are, but you have a choice. But my job today is to help you. Because the Lord said the power of the Holy Spirit, the dunamis power, was going to be here very strong today. And he was going to set the atmosphere. And I know y'all feel some of that in here, because I'm sweating like there's no tomorrow. So if I am sweating, I know some of you are sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And God said he was going to break and do away with some of the garbage in your lives. Because he needs you. He needs you to get ready. Get in position. If you were out of position, guess what? Once you get back in position, God takes you right where you started. God doesn't make you wait in line and say, okay, you wasted 2-3 years of your life. Now you're going to have to wait. But I want to do a demonstration. Come here, Miss. You'll be Miss Vanna's white. Come here, Vanna. For the podcast, I'm doing an umbrella demonstration. Open it. Oh, hey, look at you. Let's see. Give me a stroll. Oh, here we go. Working, Miss Sylvia. Oh, look at you. Mary Poppins over there. What is that lady? See, put it up. The umbrella represents God's covering. It is useless Okay, let me get it. Daniel, get over here. Baka. Come on. Get the benge. Get under her. Okay, you represent the Holy Spirit, okay? You're God. Okay? And you're wearing white. And Daniel, he's Mr. America over here, you know. And he's under the covering, right? And he's doing well. But then, you know what? He doesn't like what God's telling him to do. So he's like, you know what, God? I don't like what you told me. You want me to go preach where? No, I don't. That place is too hot. So little by little, God's like, Daniel's like, starts getting out. Look here. I don't want to go to Africa. You know, there's too many ants and spiders. And here's Daniel over here. He's like, he's already like, you know, he's doing his own thing now. He's over here. And God's covering is like, he's waiting over there. And a lot of us, what happens is we get out of his covering. But, you know, God is so good and so merciful that, you know what? Daniel's like, you know what, Lord, I'm sorry. I forgive you. You know, whatever you want, I'll do. So here comes Daniel back again. He's like, okay, let's get back on his will. So he goes back. And he's back in position. And that's what the Bible talks about. He orders our footsteps. It didn't say, I order my footsteps. Does the Bible say? No, the Bible doesn't say that. But you see, he also guides us. He's our counselor. I'm going to ask you a question. Are you all willing to guide or be guided by the Holy Spirit, by God? And that's the thing. As long as you're under his covering, you know, you'll be okay. And a lot of times I was going to bring another umbrella, but with holes. A lot of times we have umbrellas, but we have holes on our umbrellas. Because what happened is we kind of like, we want to pick and choose what we want to do for God. The Bible says when we're lukewarm, he will vomit us up. You can't, you're either hot for God or you're cold. You're not, there's no in between. And that's why God, it's important for y'all to stay on his covering. As long as you stay, you see, but if you stay in his covering, it requires what? Obedience. It requires submission to what God tells you. It doesn't require us to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to be on your covering, but I'm going to do things my way. It doesn't require that, but that's what God wants us to do. You know, and then as he is in here, then others will come as well. Others, but thank you. I just wanted to illustrate that real quick. But it's important. But I know God is doing wonderful things in this body. And I know that God gave me this word, you know, because Pastor, he's my authority. And we have to be very, I guess, we have to listen to the instruction. Just like me this morning. God put me to a test very quick. And, you know, and one thing when you preach, man, the night before, boy, you toss and turn. And, you know, like, I don't know how many times I got up this morning. But God said, it's time for you to be a soldier. It's time to mature. It's time to put all childish things away. Because God says we're needed right now. There's so many things going on. And things are getting ready to hit. And whoever doesn't have God in their life is really going to suffer. Because fear is going to come in. You're going to put your eyes on your circumstance, on your trial, on your tribulation. And what's going to happen, you're going to let the world dictate your future. You have to put your eyes on God because great things are getting ready to happen. And you're really going to have to hold on to God because if you don't, you're going to miss it. Because God has to be the center. The Bible says, seek my kingdom first and all these things will be added upon me. You are a salt of the earth for a reason. God gave you dominion over this earth. And God wants to do great things and he needs you to really get in position. The biggest one I keep hearing was positioning. We all of us get out positioned sometime in our life. But God is so grateful and so gracious that he lets us get back where we were. And I see so many people here as I sit y'all. I mean, I just see just mantles, gifts, things that a lot of us have been sitting on. And like Pastor said a couple of days ago, it's time to fight. You know, it's time to get some of your weapons. A lot of our weapons are dusty right now. Because we don't want to fight anymore. We're tired. We're weary. And it's all about self. It's like, Lord, I'm tired. And I don't want to do this anymore. But in the midst of you all being tired, someone is dying every single day spiritually. People are going to hell because we're not doing what we're supposed to. Because of offenses. Because we don't like how someone talked to us. See, we have to be serious, and God said, I'm being serious this year. I'm taking care of business. He's gonna use the people that want to be used. He's not gonna wait anymore, because God, all God wants is a willing heart. God doesn't want perfection. A lot of us think we have to be perfect with God. We have to have these credentials. We don't. All God wants is your heart. But, you know, in closing, I want to give you three scriptures because God wanted me to release some strengthening scriptures for y'all. Okay. In Matthew 19:26, these scriptures that we usually preachers give y'all, you know, meditate on them, read them, let them get ingrained in your spirit. Don't just say, okay, well, this was only for Sunday and I'm not going to use it anymore. Make sure you do. It's very important. One thing I've learned this week, reading your word, there is power and it changes you. You don't think, you know, anybody can offend you. You're not going to even worry about it because you're so saturated in the Spirit of God and in His Word that nothing really bothers you. But the Word has to come daily, and with the Word comes prayer. How many of us really pray every day? How many of us really read our Word? How many of us really spend time, quiet time with God? Or now that we have the playoffs, God gets 5 minutes because the playoffs are getting ready to start 5 minutes after that. See, we put God in the back burner, but then when we need Him, that's when we put Him back in the front burner. See, we all are guilty, just even myself. You know, we want God at our conditions. And God said, no more. He said, I'm tired of playing games with my people. He's like, I want them to be able to see the promises I have spoken in their lives, but I'm going to require them to do some things. So in Matthew 19:26, it says, but Jesus looked at them and saw them. With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. See, with us, we think it's not possible, but with God, man, you don't have time for doubt, for questioning. We have to have that mentality. That's why He gave us power. And then you got the famous one, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That scripture is very, very powerful because it just creates. The more you say it, the more you speak it, the more you say it, guess what? It creates. And then, of course, 2 Timothy. Oh, my goodness, I didn't write that. Okay, I'm not giving it. I don't know that scripture. I'm sorry I didn't write the verse and the chapter, but I'm pretty sure it says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. So I wanted to give you those scriptures for strengthening. I know there's more scriptures, but those three scriptures are very, very common, very famous, and they're not very hard to read and understand. But I want you, in closing, man, this has been a very awesome service as far as the praise and the worship. You guys really, really tuned into the Spirit of God, and you guys create the atmosphere. The preachers don't. Nobody does. You all do. And I want to be obedient to what God is telling me to do. And God's going to do some things today. God right now there's a rushing wind that is hitting the sanctuary and is very powerful. And God said He was going to break some things in your lives that were already, like, they keep coming up. But God's going to really do. There was going to be healing in the atmosphere today. God said He was going to break things with the breaker's anointing. He was going to break some things. He was going to break anger. He was going to break rebellion. He was going to break witchcraft. He was going to break things in the atmosphere in your lives. And God was going to release the fire of the Holy Spirit. There's going to be so much fire in this place that it's going to shake. It's going to rattle you. And I'm just here to be obedient. And I'm just a messenger to do what God told me to do. And I just want to be obedient again. And just again, remember, God is your covering. But God requires you to do some things. Self-examine yourself before you point the finger at other people. I've learned a lot of things today, and not today, I'm in the last week or so. I've learned to really trust Him. I need to start trusting Him in some areas of my life that I have not, because I want to be in control. God says, as long as you do that, I cannot work with you. You have to tell you in your heart and say, you know what, Lord, I don't want this anymore. You know, an analogy that I can tell you is when you want to steer the ship, And God said, let me steer the ship for you. See, but we are always want to be in control of our lives, of our destiny. But God said today was a new day. It's a new season, a new beginning. And there's some birthings getting ready to be birthed in this body. God's getting ready to do some things, and God's getting ready to break some strongholds in your lives. So what I want to do is I want to open your hearts. Again, don't look at the person. Look at the Spirit. I'm just here to help you. I want to be able to help people, but I don't do it because I do it. God, the Holy Spirit does it for me. I'm just a conduit. I'm just a vessel that he's doing. Don't hold back. God said, don't hold back and release everything that every burden, everything, your any type of anger. God's going to break anger, bitterness, resentment, discouragement, oppression, depression. God said, today is the day. And he's going to do it today, but you have to be willing. You have to say, Lord, I don't want this anymore. Past hurts, childhood offenses. I'm here to tell you, if you're willing, God will break it for you today. But you have to do your part and continue to put God first in your life.